Luke and Stepanov visits the landlady in Ekulina. The landlady hopes he will buy her an estate. But the peasant talks of his own affairs and boasts of the proceeds from the sale of oats. The landlords are disappointed. A few days later, Nikulina, her daughter, and her son Siva go to Moscow. On the way, the student turns into a farmstead. Behind the barns stands a new empty house. In the yard, the huge Stepanov family is sprawled out in the afternoon. The owner is awake. He is watching his grandchildren. The old man scoffs at Savino's desire to study. He calls himself a prince and boasts of his income. Lukin shows his guest the house he is not moving into, because of his young grandchildren. For now the family lives in a dugout. Siva is struck by the squalid existence of the house. And Lukin shows the guest his famous black horses. In autumn, Nikolina's daughter marries an elderly family friend in Moscow. She travels to restaurants with her husband's company, and scolds herself for frivolous romances. And at the farm, the large family sleeps in a dugout. And only the old man goes out into the yard.